Chapter 22. Backus saw Rachel pull out of the side lot of the FBI building in a dark blue Crown Victoria. She turned left onto Charleston and headed toward Las Vegas Boulevard. He hung back. He was sitting behind the wheel of a 1997 Ford Mustang with Utah plates. He had taken the car from a man named Elijah Willows, who no longer needed it. His eyes left Rachel's car and held on the street scene, watching for movement. A Grand Am with two men in it pulled out into traffic from the office building next to the FBI building. It went in the same direction as Rachel's car. "There's one," Backus said to himself. He waited, and then he watched a dark blue SUV with triple antennas pull out of the FBI lot and turn right onto Charleston, going in the opposite direction as Rachel. Another Grand Am pulled up behind it and followed. "There's two and three." Backus knew it was what was called a Skybird surveillance. One car to maintain a loose visual surveillance while the subject was tracked by satellite. Rachel, whether she knew it or not, had been given a car with a GPS transponder on it. All of this was okay with Backus. He knew he could still track her. All he needed to do was follow the follow car, and he would get there just the same. He started the Mustang. Before pulling out onto Charleston to catch up to the Grand Am following Rachel, he reached over and opened the glove compartment. He was wearing rubber surgeon's gloves, size small so they could stretch across his hands and be almost unnoticeable from a distance. Backus smiled. Sitting in the glove box was a little two-shot vest gun that would nicely complement his own remaining weapon. He knew he had sized Elijah Willows up perfectly when he had first seen him leaving the Slots of Fun on the downside of the strip. Yes, he was what Backus had been looking for physically. Same size and build, but he had also sensed a detachment about the man. He was someone who dwelled alone and on the edge. The gun in the glove box seemed to prove that. It gave Backus confidence in his choice. He hit the gas and pulled loudly out onto Charleston. He did this purposely. He knew that on the off chance there was a fourth car, a trailer, the car they would find the least suspicious would be the one with the driver boldly drawing attention to himself.